There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering to more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. The First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now. Time for Brad Powers, college football expert, pro bettor. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. How about this Bo Nix news? And you saw the line movement last night, and I guess there was, during media availability, a wide receiver said, well, next man up when asked about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, he basically used present tense when he said Bo is down, basically next man up, and we'll be okay. We have confidence in both quarterbacks. And it wasn't just, you know, a slip of the tongue. I mean, look at the actions of Oregon all weekend. They've shut off practices to the media. I read a couple comments early in the week because I kind of lean towards the Oregon side, believe it or not. I thought there was probably an overreaction to them losing to Washington last week, and I haven't been impressed with Utah's defense when they've had to step up in competition this year. So I was originally leaning on the Oregon side, but digging in, I didn't like what I was reading early in the week. We have the player comments. Uh-huh. I have a few people that I know personally that are, you know, relatively close to the program, and they weren't giving a vote of confidence. So I am part of the Utah steam last night, +3, and now Utah's favored by 2. And it probably, if I had to guess, and Bo was out, it's going to move to Utah 3 at least.
Yeah, yeah. That's the natural follow up. Then is here. How big do you think the drop off is from Nix to the backup there with the Ducks?
Yeah, it's at least I would say a 5-6 point move. Now we've already moved that, but obviously when you're moving through 0, it doesn't mean as much. So you might see a little bit bigger move than 5-6 points here, just because of those numbers don't mean as much. But that's what I would have Bo Nix is worth. I got to tell you, before the season, I probably would only had him worth a couple points. Keep in mind, he was competing for the job in the spring. But from how well he has performed from the Georgia game on, he's one of the more valuable players in the country. Backup's Ty Thompson. He's a 5-star kid. But from everything that I've read and everything that I've seen, just has not had the ability to put it all together. So it's a significant downgrade. Bo Nix is a top 10 most valuable player in college football.
You guys want to know a potential bad beat now on the horizon with a win total?
Nah, boy.
I have Oregon over 8.5. So they go from losing, getting blown out by Georgia, to then just going scorched earth on every team, being a potential playoff team, then losing as a 13.5-point favorite in that neighborhood last week. Knicks gets hurt. They can now, look at this, they're dogs against Utah and against Oregon State next week. That's no gimme. So they could go from a potential playoff team to losing their win total of 8.5.
That would be the definition of bad beat. When people, you know, one change, one play, this and that, bad beat, I get it. But when you need something like that to happen, and I mean, the chances of you winning were well over 90%. That's the definition of a bad beat as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you've been saying it. The losses are coming for USC. You haven't been impressed with the Trojans? Here we go. They take on UCLA. UCLA, the look-ahead spot. Bad loss at home to Arizona. A small home dog. Why do you like the Bruins?
Well, let's start for statistical reasons. I mean, you just look at general metrics. Yards per game margin, yards per play margin. UCLA's better. I think UCLA's played a tougher conference schedule. I get it. UCLA's non-conference is bad. But, I mean, so far USC's only played Rice and Fresno. I mean, come on. And, you know, UCLA's played Washington. They played Utah. They played Oregon. USC's only played Utah in that game, and that's their only loss of the season. So I think schedule has kind of inflated USC's numbers. I think the Travis Dye injury is one of those rare, you know, non-quarterback running backs. I know the position doesn't mean as much as what it did 20, 30 years ago, but I'm here to tell you, watch USC football this year. Travis Dye is worth at least a half point or a point to a point spread. That's how important he is for USC. And then finally, I just, you know, I think it's an overreaction to what happened to UCLA last week. They were probably looking ahead. Now, it wasn't a good look whatsoever, but I honestly didn't think they played that bad. I thought the story coming out of that shouldn't have been, oh, UCLA lost. It was more, look how improved Arizona is, because you flip on the TV and watch that game, Arizona had playmakers all over the field. And keep in mind, that was a young team growing in the second year of a program, and Jed Fish has really recruited very well. So I thought that was more the story coming out of that game.
Okay, so what do you make USC Tennessee on a neutral?
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee 9.5 points. So significant margin there. I mean, it's 9.5 for a reason. I mean, obviously the total's probably going to be, I would put the total in the 80s, low 80s. And I'm not a guy that usually goes that high, but that's where I'd put the total at. But yeah, USC about a 9.5 point underdog to Tennessee.
What's the difference between USC and TCU? Power rating standpoint,
TCU would be a couple of points better than USC right now. I mean, it's in flux a little bit because I wasn't that high on TCU,
right?
But I couldn't have been more impressed with what they did last week. I mean, I've been anti TCU all season. I don't want to all of a sudden, you know, flip the script, but you also have to be very impressed with what they did, because that was a home run spot, I thought, for Texas. And TCU clearly, from start to finish, for the first time this year, I can make a case that they were clearly the right side.
I mean, they'll win games 43-40, or they'll go to Texas and win 17-10. I mean, that was really, really impressive. So with what you said there about a total and in the 80s, that USC-UCLA game then for this weekend, it opened up 82 here at Circa. I'm guessing that you saw that and you're like, okay, that's even a little bit too high here. I got to take the under on that game?
I did.
Okay.
That's a good question. Yeah, you know, just because I wasn't there to begin with. I mean, that's the highest total of the season. Keep in mind, we had two high totals last week, two highest totals of the season. They both went under. And I, if you followed it the last year plus, it used to be typically 5-10 years ago that, you bet these high totals over because they can't make them high enough. I mean, it started with Art Briles and Baylor's teams. Just bet the over every week. But markets caught up, and we've seen a lot of these high totals go under in the last year plus. Now, you know, it wasn't only my numbers weren't there. It was also watching the Arizona-UCLA game, going back to that game last week. The field conditions at the Rose Bowl were abysmal. I mean, players are slipping and sliding on almost every single play. And if they don't fix that in a week, I can't get there to an 80 total. I think it'll limit USC's playmakers on the outside.
Very good. Notre Dame plays up to their competition and down to their competition. You like BC in the points?
Yeah, to say the least, you don't believe me. I mean, the underdog in Notre Dame games is 8-1 against the spread, covering by double digits this year. And I didn't count the Syracuse game because that game was basically around pick. But Notre Dame specifically is a double-digit favorite, 0-5, failing to cover by 2 touchdowns per game. It's not only, fading a Notre Dame team that struggles to get margin because of quarterback play. It's also the quarterback play for BC. I don't think the Moorhead kid is a downgrade at all from Djurkovic as far as I'm concerned. He's had back-to-back 300-plus yard games throwing the football. BC's covered both games as an underdog, including winning outright at NC State last week. So, and plus being a Notre Dame fan, I know how this series is. I haven't seen too many times Notre Dame getting margin on BC, at least to this extent. So BC plus 21, one of my favorite plays of the week.
What do you think of Georgia, Kentucky?
I think the line's about right. Keep in mind, I made 50-plus bets on the Sunday openers. That wasn't one of them. We've hardly seen any movement. I would have preferred Kentucky beating Vanderbilt as far as value for that particular game. Didn't happen, and the market correctly reacted to the Kentucky performance. And, look, Georgia's the number one team in the country, and not only in the polls but in a Vegas power rating.
Any potential letdown this week for LSU? I know that was the talk last week against Arkansas. They went on the road. They still won that game. Did not cover the closing number, but now they get UAB here after, defeating Arkansas like they did and in Alabama the week before.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's priced in that there's going to be a letdown. I'm not buying it. I mean, my numbers say LSU. And here's what I'll say with regards to UAB. When they've had to step up the last 5 years and play a Power 5 team, I know their stats look good, and they look good this year, even though they got 5 close losses. When they have to step up, they're 0-5 straight up against Power 5 teams the last 5 years. They lose them by 28 points per game. For our purposes, they're 0-5 against the spread, failing to cover by 12 points per game. I made the line 17, so LSU for me.
Okay. What about the Northwestern-Purdue game? Is that still bettable this morning?
Yeah, I'm going to take Northwestern, and here's why. I mean, the weather's not going to be great. Well, what is the weather impact? It impacts Purdue more than it would Northwestern, and we saw this a couple weeks ago in the Purdue-Iowa game that the market, reacted more towards anti-Purdue than anything. And look, Northwestern's played in conditions, bad ones, in a few games this year, and, they covered those games with ease against Penn State. And Ohio State is big-time underdogs, so I think we might see it for a third time on Saturday.
And one more bet that you like this morning, it's in the Mountain West. Your thoughts on the current line with Utah State taking San Jose State on this weekend?
Yeah, wrong team favored. It's more current form, and current form has Utah State winning 4 of their last 5. The only loss in that stretch is when they had to start a 4-string quarterback. But more importantly, it's a fade against San Jose State the last 4 games. I mean, this team is failing to cover the spread by about 2 touchdowns per game. I don't know what happened to the team. They were a play-on team in the middle of the season, but since middle of October, 0-4 against the number. They can't run the football. And, oh, yeah, by the way, California kids playing in 15-degree weather on Saturday night.
Yeah, another good angle, right? Too. Great job. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for popping
on. Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
The great Brad Powers at BradPowers7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com.
You with him? You want to bet UCLA?
Made a good case for the under.
He did.
Good point about the field. I mean, God, that's sky high. Yeah, you get a 7-minute possession. Not that it would happen. You get a 6-minute possession that ends in a field goal. You're up against it.
Okay, this is going to be a lot of fun. World Cup props are up next. The number for overall red cards is 8.5. It stayed way under that number in 2018, which was a significant change from previous events. We will tell you some of the massive numbers coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Make game day more chill with some extra cash. Play free during the college football season with the Coors Light College Football Pick'em. Join 15 free-to-play pools for your shot at $5,000 in weekly prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Coors Light Pick'em to join the action. Coors Light, perfect shot of refreshment. 21 and over only. DraftKings.com for details.
How many bets do you have so far for the World Cup?
Everything Nigel talked about last week.
Yeah, I got most of those as well.
I love, and I know the Army jumped on it too. All the Follow the Money people. The Martinez.
Yep.
To lead in goals and Argentina wins.
Martinez is still out there. I saw 30-1 on him still.
Yeah. I took Argentina to win the group. I have Argentina to win it.
You grabbed six with them?
I took, I think, seven.
May have bet seven. Even better. Wow. I know Westgate opened up seven.
Well, I found who did he give out? What was it?
Serbia?
I found 150-1, as I said yesterday.
Portugal, he gave out.
I took a little Portugal.
I
did not find 14. I took England to win the group.
Okay.
And I have some. I am ready to go with the props.
I tell you this, that
this is awesome.
I was looking at my accounts last night. I have Canada from back in January at 750-1.
Oh, really?
So if they can somehow come out of their group.
Okay, then you can maneuver.
Then I can get a little creative. Yeah, I also, right. I think it's still out there.
Let's plan a trip then if they can do it.
Up to
throw
Canada?
That out there again, yeah.
Well, if that ticket cashes, yeah, we'll do, you name the city in Canada. We'll make it happen. Beers are going to be on me all weekend. I also grabbed them plus a goal and a half, laid like -130 in their first match. I think it's against Belgium. I like this team anyway. And the person who told me about Canada also said, you need to grab plus one and a half. I'm like, okay, I'm in.
I took some cutters Sunday. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I took plus a half. Let's rock and roll. Going to be great. England to win the group. Argentina to win the group. Messi top goal scorer, 16-1. Nigel recommended that. Martinez, 33-1.
Yeah, yeah.
Portugal, Argentina. And very good. I'm set. I also recommend, I mean, some of these. How good? I can't. I'm on the DraftKings app yesterday. It is just absurd, the stuff they have on every match. I mean, how about this? Like, let's start with Sunday, right? Qatar and Ecuador. They have first goal interval. I can't say it.
Intervals.
Right. Like, well, the first goal, 1 to 10 minutes, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40, 41 to, like, well, there'll be a goal right before halftime, plus 550. 51 to 60. Then you can bet bands, like group, you know, will it be 4 or 5 total goals or 3 and 4. Or you can bet more than 5 goals. And all. It's every single match, exact score. That we know, exact score. They have that. Every single match they offer, will there be an own goal?
That's 6-1 for every man. This is great.
Paul, I had to get glasses for a couple of reasons. One, I'm getting very old now. Number two, when we spend this much time on your phone, on the apps, I can't even look at my phone without my glasses. So then you spend all day on it, and you could spend on these apps, you could spend 8 hours a day looking for stuff.
Yeah.
Easily, no
yes.
problem, just for the
yeah.
World Cup props.
Oh, God, I'm blown away. For example, in the first match Sunday, will there be either 4 or 5 goals scored? That's plus 450. 5 or 6 is 10-1. Will they score more than 6 goals is 20-1.
So run down some of the overall props that you have for the entire event.
How many?
I have a good history on some of these.
Okay. How many hat tricks? 2.5 under 150. It's going to be 3 hat tricks?
Okay.
There's also, it's offered, will there be a hat trick in the final? That's 25-1.
When do you think the last World Cup was where we had more than 2.5 hat tricks?
Boy, oh boy. I have no idea. Imagine Brazil probably buried somebody.
We had 2 in 2018 in Russia. Ronaldo had one. So did Harry Kane.
Okay.
We had 2 in 2014 in Brazil. Thomas Müller and another player had it for Switzerland.
All right.
We had 1 in 2010 in South Africa. That was it. We had 2 in 2002, South Korea, Japan. We had 1 in 1998 in France. We had 2 in 1994 here in the States. We had 2 in Italy.
Huh.
The last time that we had more than 2.5 hat tricks in any single World Cup was 1986 in Mexico.
You're kidding.
It's the last time.
Wow.
Per what I'm looking at right now.
Right.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Goes back quite a ways.
I'm taking my chances. Which, yep, they also, it's offered, will a player score 7-plus goals? That's plus 280.
Okay. So
eight goals.
So previous Golden Boot award winners. Again, you have to go back to find it. It's been a long time since somebody scored more or scored at least 7 goals. In 2018, Harry Kane won the Golden Boot. He had 6. In 2014, it was James Rodriguez, Colombia. He had 6.
Uh-huh.
2010, Thomas Müller. Again, he had 5. You have to go back to Ronaldo for Brazil in 2002. He had 8. And before that, you had to go back all the way to 1974 in West Germany. Somebody named Grzegorz Lato from Poland. That's it. So it tells you how difficult it is to score 7 goals for anybody in a single World Cup.
Yep. We referenced this one yesterday. Will every team score? All 32 teams? Yes, plus 220. How many scoreless draw? How many nil-nil games? I got 4 under. 4.5.
Ooh, 4.5.
There's gonna be 5 draw. No, 4-5 scoreless matches. 5?
That I don't have the history on. That seems like a big
that
number,
seemed
though.
High. That's draws total in the tournament 14.5.
Okay, well that's probably a. I'm guessing that's a really really sharp number.
Okay.
Because you're gonna get again. You're probably gonna get a lot of draw. Yeah.
All right.
That makes sense.
Total red cards for the tournament 8.5.
Do you expect any funny business in terms of location this year of the World Cup?
Yeah, yes, I do. Number one, it's soccer. Two, think about the corruption, the location here, what we're doing. I mean, come on.
2018 was in Russia. I think some people thought back then that the corruption was also going to be off the charts. We only had 4. Only 4 red cards in the entire event in 2018. However, that was the outlier.
Wow.
If you go back in single World Cup events before 2018, again, Brazil, we had 10. In 2010, South Africa with the Vuvuzelas, that was fun. We had 17. In 2006, we had the all-time record for red cards. That was the one where I think it was Zlatan with the headbutt. 2006, 28 red cards.
28 red cards
in the World Cup.
Oh my God!
The betting prop is 8.5. That's the most of all time. 2002, we had 17. 98 in France had 22. In the States in 94, we had 15. I went back to 1990. Italy had 16. So every other year, we were in double digits. And every other year, we were in at least the teens, high teens, or the 20s, with the exception of 2018. That was Russia.
Okay. Wow. That's a good one for Nigel.
Yeah, I can't. Nigel's going to be on the show tomorrow. That's going to be 7:45 a.m. Eastern time. As of right now, anyway, 4:45 Pacific time. I can't wait to have. We got to ask him that question.
Yep.
But the red cards.
How about this one? You know, I remember Nigel thinks it'll be the highest. Zidane was a headbutt.
Zidane, yep.
So he thinks it could be the best World Cup maybe ever because of the timing and it's while the season's going on and they're fresh and in great shape. Games over 2.5 goals, over under 26.5. Will we see goals? Maybe we see a lot of goals, right?
You talked to...
What happened?
You talked to Mike Palm, and you talked to... again, we had the pro tip from Ian San Diego, professional sports bettor earlier today, who loves betting soccer year-round. I mean, I think they specifically go to... They look at unders exclusively. That's it. Not in every match, but in certain matches, that's what they're going to be betting. So that would be kind of the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. Well, good number, though. Interesting prop.
I would like to see the U.S. really go on a run just to see what this country would look like. 1 year, one World Cup event. Just make that...
Bad timing. You're going to get lost in everything.
I don't
Holidays,
think
Holidays, football.
I don't think that we would.
I think we would.
Do you really?
Yes.
I think soccer...
The time's better, though.
I don't know.
Much better. I mean, you're playing at perfect timing. The games are at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah. No,
the first two.
I think that it's time of year proof. I think this country and every city would be... If this team could make a run to, like, the final eight, oh, man, I think people would be going nuts, losing their minds for this. I think NFL would be put aside for a couple of weeks if that were the case.
It's going to be tough. I don't know. Black Friday is awesome. That you couldn't pick a better day for that.
No, that's
huge. Play Black Friday and then
the viewership should just be off the charts for that match.
They play Wales on Monday. We'll find out. We'll see what happens Monday when they play Wales at 11 a.m.
Yep. Good props. Good job by the books posting all this stuff.
Yes.
And you know, maybe if Nigel's right, and because of based on the time of the year, we get all these players. They're not, you know, completely fatigued at the end of the season. Then they play in the summertime. That would be, it's probably never ever going to happen again. But enjoy it while you can.
I can't wait. So you got games on while we're live on the air. How cool is that?
Yep. Up next, we will check in on how our NFL and college football futures are looking up next. And typically here, the case, we nailed some bets and we were way off on others. We'll run it down for you here on Track to the Future coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
World Cup countdown's on. Now's the time to get your copy of the World Cup betting guide. Nigel Seeley on tomorrow. He'll be on every day during the World Cup, live from Qatar. And all our experts provide picks and predictions for every group, Golden Boot Award. The only way to get the guide is to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $99. Get VSiN Pro access, everything we do through the Super Bowl. Also, check out the World Cup betting preview show on YouTube. Just subscribe to VSiN Live on YouTube. And sign up, as always, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Where Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are going, they don't need roads.
Great Scott!
Looking back at the bets they've placed.
If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
And analyzing the market to find new ones.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey!
It's time to check in with VSiN's Flux Capacitor. This is Track to the Future on Follow the Money.
I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet.
Very good. Excellent work as always, fellas. Love that intro and the graphics. Dynamite. Let's go back to August and Track to the Future when we started with everything football related. I have Bears under 6.5. They're 3-7. Looked a little hairy there, right? They beat San Francisco to start.
Well, okay. But also blew the game last week.
Uh-huh. Big loss.
At Atlanta this week, at the Jets Green Bay before their bye. Have you looked after the bye?
No.
It's Philly at home, Buffalo at home, at Detroit, then Minnesota.
Yikes.
Oh, boy, is that scary.
Uh-huh. Browns under 8.5. Looks good. 3-6. Figured hopefully they lose to the Bills as well. So, yeah, again, it's completely backwards. I thought it'd be, well, Brissett, you don't have a chance. He's been fine. defense has been horrible. So they're 3-6. That looks good. Colts over 9.5, DOA. Never had a chance. You knew something was up week one. Had the tie against Houston. They were down big in that game. Eagles over 9.5 wins. Ice cream. All in on the Eagles this year. Eagles to win 10-plus games. I think that was plus price as well.
Oh, it definitely was.
Yes, yep. Plus 130. Yeah, of course it was. Jets over 5.5 wins already cashed. Big game Sunday. Jets against the Patriots. Patriots under 8.5 wins. I also have the Patriots to miss the playoffs. It's a huge game, and rarely do you see something like this. If the Jets win, they're the 2 seed. If they lose, they're in last place. And how about that prop, too, we mentioned? It was 17-1. Will every team from a division make the playoffs?
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone would be in right now from the AFC East. Have that, too. Chiefs to win the AFC West. Ice cream, plus 175. Piece of cake. AFC South, Colts to win the division. Not even close. Up against it. Dolphins to make the playoffs. $1.40. That was after a couple games in. I got plus money before the season. There's the Patriots to miss, minus 170. Saints to make the playoffs. I was on that train with you. Mm-hmm. No chance. Titans make the playoffs. That's no minus 105. Going to lose that. I recommend, can't bet this, DraftKings had it. Can't bet at DraftKings. Hill to break the receiving yards record, plus 175. I guess two guys could do it. He's behind Jefferson.
Technically,
now. That's true. Longest field goal under 62.5 yards. Fun prop. Lost on this one last year.
Is it still
alive?
It is.
There was a 62. A 62 and a 61, I think. Still alive there. Right. Ole Miss over 7.5 wins. That's a winner. USC under 9.5. Comes down to these next two.
Yeah.
Brad Powers thinks they lose both. Oh, we are alive and well here. Big one Saturday. Troy to win the Sun Belt, 14-1. They win out. Well, if they could wrap it up, if they get a South Alabama loss as well. They play Southern Miss Saturday. Then Troy is in the conference title game. So, what a run. Again, their only conference loss was the stupid Hail Mary play against App State. Air Force to win the Mountain West 4-1, no good there. That's not going to happen. And then a lot of NBA. This looks so bad loss last night. Porter was terrible. Nuggets over 50.5 wins. No joker. I mean, good win by the Knicks.
See here.
But I still think Denver's going to get the 1 seed in the West. I think that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, they're 9-5. Nothing to worry about.
I still think they're going to be the 1 seed in the West. Blazers under 39.5 wins. I've been way off on this so far. Pleasantly surprised by Portland, but I don't think they can sustain this defense. And can they stay healthy? Mavs under 48.5 wins. Looks good there. Another tough loss, upset by Houston. And this is juicy. And this is right when the Kyrie stuff was going on. Nets to miss the playoffs, plus 325. I'll tell you, this Marks character, he should be raked through the coals with the Ben Simmons trade. They didn't do their homework. Remember, they were told he would come right in after the trade and he could play. A couple weeks, right, give or take? No. Can't play. Still back issues, health, all this. And then Durant. How about Durant going down the roster? What do you want me supposed to do with these guys?
They have two players on the same team that if I'm a GM in the league, I would not touch with a 50-foot pole.
Absolutely.
I would scoff. I would laugh at you if you said, would you want to trade for Ben Simmons? And I would be in tears if you said any interest in Kyrie Irving.
Oh, what a horrible trade.
Get out of the league.
Say what you want about Harden. That is a terrible trade.
Yeah.
The guy can't play and he doesn't want to play.
Yep.
And he refuses to shoot. And I'm up against it here. Knights under 97 points. They have been off to a great start so far this NHL season.
Okay. My bets in the NFL. We'll see how we're doing here as we track this stuff. Bengals over 9.5 wins. This team has been very, very good at home and not so much on the road. They're sitting at 5-4, laying those points this weekend against Pittsburgh. They go play at Tennessee. Then they get the Chiefs. Oh, man, it's a tough schedule down the stretch. I'm not so sure I win that one. Browns to win 10 or more games.
Again, hello.
This goes back to June, and we did not know the news with Deshaun Watson, but the writing was on the wall. The no was plus 115. I have that. I have the Browns to make the playoffs. No, plus 130. I'm on the Buccaneers under 10.5 wins. Well, how good was that looking a couple of weeks ago?
You're still looking pretty.
I'm not going to win it.
What? What are you talking about?
I'll tell you which one I was looking great on.
You're going to win 11 games.
To miss the playoffs, I had plus 475. Yeah. I had that one.
It was a big game in Germany.
I took a flyer on fewest wins at 200-1.
Yeah.
if the divorce could have lingered a couple of more weeks. Damn it.
She's already moved on. Did you see that? Sorry.
Well, she moved on way before the divorce.
Oh.
He did too, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The report came out that the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, intervals. Huh?
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're 0 for 2 today.
Well, go ahead, say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she was
evidently
she
like
was with the fighter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the teacher, jiu-jitsu. There we go.
Yeah. I went to high school with a guy who couldn't say costume.
Costume
was always we make him say it Halloween time.
I can't say rear view mirror fast. I can't say it. Forget it. It's impossible.
Who can? Right. This was right too because you had the Smith injury.
Yeah.
When you made this bet, Eagles to win the East.
Yeah, they were plus 150 back then. So that one is it's not. As good as they've been, Giants on the heels, Cowboys still lingering. Yeah. Took a shot. This is all correlated, right, in the NFC South with the Buccaneers stuff. Panthers to make the playoffs, yes, plus 425. Then, when it came out that they were tanking and it went the other way.
I got that updated. Fewest wins now. Houston minus 250, Carolina plus 550, Las Vegas plus 750.
Right in the mix.
At that, yeah.
Saints to make the playoffs. I was totally off. On those two teams, Panthers both ways and the Saints, plus 135 there, over 9 wins to win the South, no good. Titans, that's not looking great. The team that I was right on this year was the Vikings.
You could get a push, though.
But the Titans made
a push. That's in play.
Yeah,
it's a big game tonight.
So with the teams that I was wrong, nailed the Browns, nailed the Vikings, will win 10 or more games. They still need to win 2. That, yes, was about plus 140. I have Vikings with other bets as well. I think I had them over 9.5 wins. I had them to win at least 10 wins. I think I have them to make the playoffs as well. I know that there are other bets that we're going to get to that I have on the futures too. I have Kevin O'Connell to win Coach of the Year.
Yep.
I think that was 18-1. I have Justin Jefferson, Offensive Player of the Year.
There you go.
He was 20-1.
Oh, bad beat with Breece Hall.
Well, here's what I did.
Oh.
So I grabbed 3 guys before the year, and this is all on the show. Told you when the numbers were out. Dobbs at 100-1. Pierce 65 and Walker 16. I came back with Breece Hall at 7-1 as a hedge, and he got hurt the week after. But I have Walker and Pierce right now. It's looking really good.
Wow, juicy.
I have not hedged yet Defensive Rookie of the Year. Jordan Davis got hurt, and I have Tariq Woolen 200-1. I'm not taking anything on Sauce Gardner yet.
There you go.
I may have to. Woolen's on bye this week. Jets play. I might have to lay like $150 if I want
to
guarantee some money with Gardner.
You have to. Come on. Surprised you haven't done that.
No, not yet. Coach of the Year, I'm going to let this one ride. Because so many guys are still available.
You can't.
It's up in the air.
You can't, yeah.
No.
The Giants could beat Dallas on
For
Thanksgiving.
Sure.
The Dable's in this.
Right. So I have O'Connell 18-1. We'll go to war with that one. Sitting okay at this point. Again, super high on Justin Jefferson. Defensive players of the year that I bet. Micah Parsons. It was only available like at one book, so it was a rogue number, but I grabbed 10-1. Jeffrey Simmons 80-1. And the comeback player of the year. You want to talk about another really good sweat.
My God.
Barkley 40-1. But now Geno Smith has been giving him a ride for his money here.
Why was he so high? I mean, I guess it's easier to see
now. I don't get it. That's why I bet it.
You know, you made another good point earlier in the week, too, about this is so fun to bet now, and there's so many ways to get out of it and other things you can do maneuver because it's always up.
Sure.
And I got out a little bit of some of this taking Tennessee when the Colts were going south. Although if Jacksonville wins a division, you can find me at the Hoover Dam.
We're finding out today Bills Browns could be on the move. Details next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace up your cleats, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Latest odds, lines, boosts. Bet Rivers, your go-to for any soccer-related content. We start at 8 a.m. Pacific on Sunday with Ecuador and Qatar. Check out Bet Rivers' special World Cup promotions, the futures, the daily bets. Bet Rivers Sportsbook, calling all soccer fans. Head to Bet Rivers or download the app. Get in all the match day action. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
We have a big announcement coming up for this show and the network in about 15 minutes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Follow the Money. Big, big announcement coming up. Okay, so here's the latest on the Bills, Browns. They're calling it actually Thunder Snow. What could happen? Expecting between 3 and 6 feet of snow, which could start dumping in the Buffalo area tomorrow. This is from Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns for Cleveland.com. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy told Cleveland.com in an email last night that the NFL is monitoring the impending blizzard in Buffalo, and the league has been in contact with both clubs. Ford Field in Detroit, where the Bills play the Lions 4 days later on Thanksgiving, has been speculated, but several other locations are in the mix, a source told the website. Mary Kay does not go on to name the other potential locations. We could speculate that Rogers Center, maybe in Toronto, could be a destination. That would make some sense to us. And I think other people were kicking that around as a possibility last night. But this is now real, and it looks like a decision will have to be made by Friday after the first big wave of snowfall. So
makes sense for a couple reasons. Detroit's been their go-to, 2014, and then when the Metrodome collapsed as well,
yeah,
with the Giants and the Vikings. And, oh, by the way, the Lions host the Bills there Thursday. So just play back-to-back games there. You can do that, too.
Now, know your rules. Right? Know,
yeah, right.
Know the fine print at your sports book, but I will tell you out here in Las Vegas, I'll go back and look. I'm going to guess the bets that I made on this game are going to be void if the game is moved, right? Because it's going to say, it'll say it has to be played at this location, on this date, whatever, within a day or two.
Yeah. Well, you better hope so. You don't want to have.
I don't want
under 45 in a dome.
No. No, so I'll gladly take a refund at that point if they go play this game at Ford Field with the Bills offense and the Browns defense.
Right, as I understand it, though, Johnny Avello says it's
action.
I believe so, or that could it's either that or time change.
Okay,
but I think location. They just you have action. I've called Johnny telling us, but good point though. Got to know the house rules for that one. So what I mean, we met Toronto, Detroit. I mean, where else could they possibly play this sucker? Boy, what a
what a tough beat for Cleveland, though, too. I mean, they'll make the decision maybe Friday. I mean, where are you going to go?
Oh, I know. I mean, if they're going to wait until the biggest part of the snowfall comes tomorrow, and then they have to make the decision, hey, guys, well, what do you think? We're going to head to Toronto all of a sudden. Or imagine that. They get the decision in midair. Yeah, the flight's going to have to go back. We're going to Buffalo right now. Oh, hold on a second. No, it's not going to break. I'm exaggerating there, obviously, but...
That's happened too before.
Come on, COVID business. We love. There's nothing better than snow football.
Yeah,
and let's keep the game on.
We'll go back to the Colts Bills that we had a couple years ago, which was unbelievable. It didn't play dream.
It was,
but it's you never know. I mean, you saw what happened with Western Michigan, where you think, oh, it's free money and the 7-point move on the total, and well, it's still Josh Allen, and you can still say you could still move the ball against a bad Cleveland defense, and then okay, you can't throw it. It's all about the running game, and Chubb can rip some off because I go back to what happened in 2013 when I had that Detroit-Philly game under. It was a big blizzard, terrible conditions, so bad you couldn't kick extra points. 8-0 at halftime, it explodes, and they score 34 points in the fourth quarter. There was like an 8-10-point move on that total.
Yep.
It was crazy, and I lost that from the opener. What had opened that?
Okay, so how about some angles for tonight's matchup, Thursday Night Football? We have the Packers hosting the Titans. This number, again, at various books. Green Bay laying 3.5 now. So if you like the Titans, you can grab that hook. Other books are still laying Green Bay -3. I want to look maybe at the sack prop again tonight. There are reasons why. The Titans are getting 4.3 sacks in their last three games, tied for second in the entire league. They had a 6-sack game there last week. Aaron Rodgers has taken only five sacks actually in his last three games. The one caveat here is that the Titans defense is getting a little bit banged up, and Jeffrey Simmons is questionable to go in this game. On the flip side, in the last three games with Jair Alexander back on the field, the Packers have gotten almost 2 takeaways per game, and Ryan Tannehill is back. That also brings 11 sacks in his last 4 games when he's at the quarterback slot, and maybe the ankle there is still maybe a little bit dinged up. I know there's no Gary as well for Green Bay, but the sack prop, I could see Tannehill and Rodgers going down tonight.
Like it.
5 times or more in this game.
I think I'm going to get on the under, too. 6 straight unders for Tennessee. All the Green Bay issues offensively, which maybe they look good against Dallas for a half, but we'll see if Tennessee can shut them down. And again, good articles by several people. But just again, here we go again with Tennessee, right? Where you look at the offensive numbers, and they're hideous. But very good head coach. 6-3, solid defense, and trying to do this again and make a postseason run and get into the postseason and just lean on Henry and win some of these low-scoring games. Vrabel 14-5 against the NFC, also 9-2 on short rest. 6-1 straight up their last 7, 7-0 ATS run that they're on as well. But to me, you can also get on this under. Green Bay 25th in scoring. Tennessee, but the Tennessee numbers here are just staggering. Last in yards per game, 26 in points per game, 31st passing attack, worst offense in yards per drive, worst in the league, 24th in EPA, 21st in DVOA, still 6 wins though. So it's just, we'll make it work. And Green Bay can't stop the run. Look at Henry's prop, 102.5.
I mean, that's just massive.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, what do they do in the passing game? I mean, how many times are they going to throw, and what can you expect? What they did last week was that one of the touchdowns was a gadget play.
Yep.
In a trick play that worked.
I like what Michael Lombardi said the day after that Sunday night primetime game when they almost beat the Chiefs. He's like, how good is Mike Vrabel? That team with no quarterback play.
You're right.
Forced Mahomes to throw 68 times, and the Chiefs were lucky to go to overtime with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good of a coach this guy is. And you're looking at the rushing props right now on the screen. It's, Aaron Jones is playing out of his mind recently, and he's getting more snaps. The shares are going his way. At least 20 carries and 138 yards in 2 of his last 3 games, but his best performances of the entire year. But again, the Titans' rush defense has been the best part. You can throw on the team. You can throw, and again, they have injuries pretty much all over the board. I want
lot of injuries. Well, you don't have Dobbs, right? The Bakhtiari's questionable.
Yeah.
You got several key injuries. Also, see what happens tonight with Lambeau. Bullock's out, so Lambeau will be kicking. He'll be there with Tennessee, and it didn't. You mentioned this earlier in the week. It did not go well 2 years ago. Tennessee was in Lambeau on that Sunday night game. Was 40-14. Last 2 trips to Green Bay, they've been outscored by 74 points.
That's nuts.
It is nuts.
I'll give you this on Christian Watson, and we have our good friend Paul Charchin coming up. His website is guillotineleagues.com. They have awesome numbers for player props. This is what they wrote up for Christian Watson. Three touchdowns, obviously, but there's more to it than that. He played 85% of Green Bay snaps and saw a 42% target share. Only the 11th player to clear 40% this season. On the year, the Titans are allowing the most air yards per game, and Watson saw 75% of Green Bay's targeted air yards last week, the highest single-game figure this season. And if Fulton can't go for the Titans, he's been a locked-down cornerback, it drops off after that. Maybe he started to, I hate chasing stats, but maybe he established them. They've been looking for a go-to guy the entire year. Maybe that was like the sign that, hey, man, this guy's going to start to take off now. And Rodgers found his dude. Took a long time.
Mm-hmm. You want 3-1 to make the playoffs?
I'm pondering that.
Why don't you just take over 7.5?
That's also a consider. You know what? That's probably the better bet.
I like that.
Yeah.
They have a great opportunity to get to 8-9 wins if they win this game.
I agree with you.
And who knows? Stranger things have happened. Maybe 8-9 gets you in. Although they lose these tiebreakers.
The loss to Washington's.
Right, loss to Washington, loss to the Giants. But can they get to 9-8, though?
Yeah. Time now for your pro tip of the hour, courtesy of Brad Powers, professional sports bettor. He was on earlier this hour. In fact, Notre Dame, how about this? 0-5 is a double-digit favorite, and the underdog in their games is 8-1 ATS. They're 0-5 ATS this year is what that is. So that's when they're favored, big, you want the dog, and when Notre Dame is the dog, that's when you want to bet that team, and that's the pro tip of the hour. Available every single hour right here in VSiN across every show. You're going to get at least 20 every single day. Pro subscribers can get it at VSiN.com where you can sort them by sport and by show. Let's just, for the sake of Al Michaels, please, let's have like a 28-27 game tonight, huh?
Oh, that's not happening.
Well, no, I know it's not. That won't happen. I'm saying let's have a good game, though, for
okay,
him.
Okay, yeah.
Uncle
yeah.
Al deserves something here really, Uncle really entertaining
Al,
tonight.
Uncle Al.
Okay.
He's in a foul mood every Thursday.
Actually, maybe that might make it better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up next, we have a big announcement to share with you here on Follow the Money and former NFL player and current VSiN host Mike Pritchard, what he likes tonight and this weekend in the NFL next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.